Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast. I'm This Rocks to Nine, and welcome back to my thoughts. Today is going to be a special episode, and I will hopefully remember to label it as one. I'm rewatching Pretty Little Liars. Okay? I really am. So, I'm going to do a quick overview and what I remember of the episodes. I'm doing 1 through 10 today, and I may do other ones later on at a later date, but I'm going to try to do it like in 10 episode increments, just so it'll help my actual brain. So, anyway, I'm going to go to Wikipedia right now and to look it up. So, while looking it up, how's everyone's day going? Is everyone doing good? I hope you are, or find something that good happened today, whether that means you woke up, you made your bed, or, in my case, wash 5 loads of clothes. Well, to be honest, I'm on my 4th load of clothes. Anyway, find something. Okay, season 1. Okay, I gotta turn it vertical. We love that. So, you have Aria Montgomery, Emily Fields, Hannah Marin, Spencer Hastings, Grove Park, one of their clique leader, Allison DeLaurentis goes missing. So, basically, they were in a barn drinking. Everyone passed out except for Allison. And then Spencer claims she heard a scream because when they went to go look for her, there was no one there. She wasn't there. And Spencer is like, I think I heard a scream. A year later, they all begin to receive messages from Mysterious A, who threatens to reveal their darkest secrets. For Aria, who just returned from Iceland after a year with her family, basically her dad cheated on a student, and the dad made her promise not to say anything to the mom, which is some bullshit. who's still unaware of everything. And also she discovers that her new English teacher, Ezra Fitz, is the same guy she met at the bar the day before, and they make out. Ma'am, you're 16. He's at least 21. So, that's a big-ass gap, sir and madam. Like, are you serious? And but she tricked him, saying, oh, yeah, I think I'm not doing, like, English. And so basically he thought that she was in college. Then when she went into classroom, he went, holy crap, and stared at her. Hannah is now the new it girl of the school and indulges in shoplifting, which gets her in trouble and forces her mother to sleep with the detective for her release. That detective pisses me off so hardcore, as well as Mr. Montgomery. I want to punch him in the face. Spencer has feelings for her sister's fiance, Wren Kingston, and then Emily befriends a girl named Maya who just moved into Allison's old house. They soon suspect Allison is A until her body is found. At the funeral, they all worry after seeing Jenna, a classmate who was blinded and is in blue, and the 4 girls and Allison. The girls receive another text message, I'm still here, bitches, and I know everything, A. Okay, so first of all, when I first watched this 13 years ago, I was 22, something like that, 21, 22. I just thought, like, oh, they got to be, like, 17, 18 or whatever for Aria to make up with Ezra. Then I found out she's 16. They're all just to be 16. I was like, what the fudge? That's not right. That's illegal. very illegal. But they just make out, but they allude to, but anyway, I don't like that at all. I wish they were, like, seniors or something, but no, they gotta be, like, I think they're sophomores. just, wow. Anyway, the music in there is very dated, because, you know, it came out in 2010, and I was just like, what the F am I watching right now? And, it's kind of funny how Emily just kind of switches up, you know, because when they smoke some substances, Maya's like, oh, but you're too much of a goody-goody to do that. She's like, no, just give me some. And then she also partakes in that. And she's on the swim team. So you wouldn't think an athlete would do that, But there you go. Let's see. Spencer is very driven. Very driven. Arya is kind of driven, but she's just like very much. I'm not gonna say boy crazy because that's kind of not it. But anyway, overall, I gave that episode like a B. It was fine. But I was just like, eh, it's fine. And sorry if you hear the laundry going, if you hear some birds making a nest in the bush outside my window, it's so great. So anyway, let's talk about the Jenna thing, which was episode two. So with Jenna's return to Rosewood and school, the girls are forced to face an unpleasant incident from their past, in which Allison played a terrible prank by setting the garage on fire on Jenna's stepbrother Toby, that went horribly wrong with leaving Jenna blind. They thought this dirt secret had been sealed forever, but A won't let them forget it. Meanwhile, questions about the nights of Allison's disappearance begins to arise as the events of the fateful night continue to haunt them. Arya applies for a transference from Ezra's class, but her application is rejected. They make out later in his car after Ezra drives by Arya after she gets caught in the rain. Spencer's sister breaks up with her fiance when she catches him kissing Spencer. So Hannah's mom is still reluctantly involved with the detective Wilden, who still does not favor the girl's description of that night. Maya has moved in with Emily for a few days, and Emily feels herself attracted to her, which makes her feel guilty because she has a boyfriend, Ben, who's an asshole. Arya's father wants to resolve the issues between them, which actually works out positively. I cannot say that word. Positively. Anyway, it's more positive. Anyway, Jenna, the whole Jenna thing, so basically, Allie said that basically Toby was being a creeper and staring at them while they were changing, and said she wanted to teach him a lesson by throwing a smoke bomb into the garage. Then she saw something she shouldn't have, actually tried to throw it in there, and Jenna went blind because she was in there because they were having relations, Jenna and Toby. So there's that. And also, I think you saw Toby at the funeral, but anyway. But they didn't have the funeral yet, so that's, I'm getting ahead of myself. So anyway, and their stepbrother and so stepsister, so they're not related. And then, let's see. So Emily is basically in a relationship with Ben, who is an asshole, like I said, because I'll get to that in a future episode. Well, it's gonna be in the 10 episodes, but anyway. He's an asshole. I don't like him. And there's that. This episode was also like kind of eh for me. I gave it like a C plus, B minus, somewhere in there. That's how you usually rate stuff, like A plus, A minus, you know, that type of thing. So anyway, it is what it is. And so I don't like Mr. Montgomery at all. He really pisses me off, and he continues to piss me off. He's like, I did this for the family. I was like, bruh, you literally took your family with you for a year sabbatical in Iceland to get away from the girl that you had a hookup with because it was illegal because she was your student. So, like, what's your problem? Oh, he teaches out of college, by the way. So technically they're adults, but still, no. Anyway. And then Melissa's also very bitchy. Just, they really wrote her character to be an actual bitch. But anyway, she hates her sister, but she's always hasn't liked her sister. And also, I forgot to say, they're moving into, Spencer made up the barn into like a guest house type deal, and she's going to move in there for junior year. So they're juniors. Okay. They're juniors in high school. Just remember that. Okay. Anyway, the point is, Melissa and Rand were like, oh, no, that's ours. I'm sorry. And her parents, like, approved that stuff. And so everyone's very, like, pretty and very desperate housewives, but very pretty on the inside, but ugly as hell on the inside with a lot of secrets, like a lot of secrets. But anyway. So that's all I kind of remember from the episode. Like, I'm on episode 11 right now. So anyway, we're going to go into episode 3, To Kill a Mockingbird. So the girls pay tribute to Allison's memory, but they're still faced with unresolved issues. Toby, Jenna's stepbrother, has come back to school, and Arya has an unpleasant encounter with her father's former mistress. Then Spencer faces a vengeful Melissa after a kiss with Rin. Hannah tries to get Sean to forget old Hannah. Toby and Ben, Emily's boyfriend, have a fight, and Emily breaks up with Ben. Emily and Maya get closer since Ben is no longer in the picture, and Spencer copies her sister's essay and claims it as her own. The girl realizes that leaving the past behind is much harder than they thought. So, they pay tribute to the memory. Oh, yeah, so the funeral was the very first episode. Okay, yeah. Anyway, so this is where we see Keegan for the first time as Toby, I believe. And Arya has an unpleasant encounter with her father's former mistress. And basically, the woman shows up when Mr. Montgomery and Arya are getting a meal, and she just shows up, and she's not kind of having that at all. Then Melissa is trying to scorch earth on Spencer with her, and says she just steals an old paper because she couldn't think of anything to write. She was had writer's block, and she's like, I'm just gonna steal this paper. And then Hannah tries to get Sean to forget about old Hannah, so she tries to have fun with him at a party, and that wasn't happening. And Ben creeps on Emily in the girls' locker room and tries to hook up with her, and she's not having that. And so Toby comes in and beats him up, and then Emily breaks it off. So that's what happened with that. Then Emily might get closer, and so they kiss in a kissing booth. And literally, someone steals the pictures of them in the kissing booth because they actually kissed in it. And that's what happened. They had the A ending, where A was a suggestion music, as they print copies of Emily and Maya in the photo booth. So in episode 4, called Can You Hear Me Now, the girls block emails and text messages from all unknown users in an attempt to stop A, but the problems are far from over. One girl receives a surprise visit, while another receives a surprise gift in class. Hannah meets her dad after a while and realizes that he has a fiance. Haria tries to tell her mom about her dad cheating on her before they went to Iceland, but it looks like A beat her to it. Emily is still confused about Toby and her kiss with Maya. Spencer's Russian article, the one that she copied from Melissa, gets entered to a contest that she's still confused about Rin. And just when things can get more complicated, the girls find out that they're trying to keep A away comes with a price. Spencer arrives home with Hannah to find that someone has been in her house, leaving a grave on her table and a message on her mirror. So, in this episode, Hannah's dad comes and visits. Hooray. And it was really good at first. And then they're talking about, like, possibly her moving to Maryland. And then that gets derailed when she meets her dad's fiance and new stepdaughter, who she really doesn't like. And the girl, I think I want to say Beth or something. It's kind of annoying and kind of rude. So they don't really hit it off at all. And he also knows about the accident. So Hannah stole Sean's car and wrecked it pretty bad. And so she's got to work at his mom's dentist's office. So yeah, I forgot to mention that. Anyway, this is all being what. Anyway. Then, let's see. Arya gets further mad at the cheating bitch, and she meets her mother, the mistress did, at her mother's gallery opening thing. And, of course, the mom has no clue about what the F is going on, and she literally tells the girl, Meredith, get a life, stay away from my dad, he's not available, so go find someone that is. Thanks. So then, Emily and Teddy are getting closer in friendship and stuff. And it's kind of cute. I kind of like them as a couple. I'm not gonna lie. I really did like them as a couple at first. And so when they're blocking all these calls from A, she is slipping so she slipped a picture A did in Emily's notebook of the kiss thing, which freaked her out, understandably, because she's basically in the closet. And then what else? Sorry, I'm literally trying to remember. And so yeah, that's basically all that happens. Oh, A is requesting songs on the radio and say this is to Hannah and da da da. So A is not going anywhere, and everyone's just like, "What the actual hell is happening right now?" So yeah, so Rin comes to the house drunk as a skunk to give her dad a big ass flower. And you know, the family went to New York with Melissa to deal with whatevers. And yeah, he broke the flower pot. And so she's like, okay, I'll clean that up later. And then she goes and deals with Ren, gets him to sober up and gets him home. And then when she comes back, she sees that the mess has been cleaned up and looks like a little grave on the tabletop with like the flowers and stuff and dirt and pot parts of the pottery. And then they see a video. Then you see in the mirror a message. I forgot what the message said, to be honest with you. But it was in Allie's favorite lipstick color. And that was the end of the episode. It was a crazy episode. This is when it started getting good for me. So I gave this like a, honestly, I'm gonna give it like a A. Anyway, so the next episode, Reality Bites Me. So Arya forgets her cell phone in Ezra's apartment. Oh yeah, so they're chit-chatting a lot more, and she's like hanging out at his apartment and stuff. But after he reads the messages from A, he decides to break up with her, thinking that she told someone rather than risk being fired. So then Hannah has to work at the dentist's office to pay for the damage she did to Sean's car, which I already said, and gets some new information from A about one of her friends. She sees Jenna at the office building wearing the same lipstick, just like the radio on Spencer's mirror, and Emily hides her budding friendship with Toby due to the girl's suspicion of about Tim hurting his feelings. Then Spencer's father tells her to throw a tennis match against a possible client and his daughter. Then Ella, which is Arya's mom, deals with her husband's cheating, which makes things worse for Arya and Mike. So, hang on. Okay, I just want to make sure I was actually recording. So, I forgot to mention that when A helped Ella realize what was going on and took that from Arya, she gets very upset, understandably so. She goes full on piss, which I don't blame her. And I kind of wish she really screamed at that asshole. I don't like Mr. Montgomery at all. At all. Anyway. So, they're still getting really bad. And so Arya and Mike are just kind of dealing with like the fighting parents and stuff like that. And it's just really, really bad for them. And so Hannah just kind of gawks at Jenna when she was looking at the same lipstick. And Jenna says, "Nice color, huh?" And Hannah goes, "Yeah." But like Jenna's blonde, so how does she know that someone was looking at her? But anyway, then let's see what else happens that I'm trying to think about. So Emily gave. No, Toby gave Emily a mixed CD, and so she gave one back after she kind of blew him off at meeting at the grill to talk because her friends were there, so she wanted to sit with her friends. And so he felt kind of sad about that, and but I like their budding friendship. I really do. And like I said, I kind of like them as a couple. I thought they were kind of great. Anyway, that's just my personal opinion, and I'm not going to say that again. But anyway, I really, 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 really liked it. Anyway. So, they kind of like bands and stuff. And so Emily with her CD, She's like, I've been a couple of girly songs, but like, you just have to have an open mind to it. I was like, okay. So anyway, it was a great episode. I like this episode. I gave it this like A plus. I really liked it. Then on episode 6, there's no place like homecoming. Emily accepts an offer to homecoming with Toby because the girls were freaking out that Toby bought 2 tickets. They thought that he was taking Jenna. That wasn't the case at all. So Emily accepts after Toby asks, despite Hannah presuming that she wanted to go with Maya because she got instant message from A about Emily and Maya kissing. She got a picture over like an AIM type system. Then Spencer gets ready for homecoming with Alex as her date, but things will go as she planned them to. No, they don't. So she is like the head of the committee and she's going X, Y, and Z like in everywhere. And she'll try not to let Alex pay for his ticket because, like, he is, to put it bluntly, he's a lower class than her in terms of money. But he's like, no, I got this. Like, he works hard for his money. Spencer just kind of is given things. And so he's like, no, just let me pay for the ticket. She said, okay. And so she's off left, right, and center. And then Hannah breaks into the office. Trying to find Jenna's file, but she found Toby's files in the first place. And then, so with the Sean thing, the reason why he isn't going all the way with her because he wants to wait until marriage, which good for you if you believe in that or if you want to do that. Live your own life. So he gets Hannah to go with her to the meeting. They have like an abstinence thing, but it's called Roe. I forgot what actually it stands for. Worth the wait. Something with waiting. I forgot. that was like 4 episodes ago. So anyway, then Hannah meets Lucas when she joins Real Love Waits. There we go. There it is. Celsby Club with Sean. Arya is reeling over breakup with Ezra and the tension between her parents. Spencer asks Hannah to collect Jenna's file with a shocking twist. Then 2 a.m. Club guest stars. So then basically Toby and Emily get very shooken up. Especially Emily, because Toby's trying to tell her a secret. She doesn't want to know what secret could potentially mean of her, of him like offing a Allie or whatever. So she fights back, and then he fights back, and then she like scratches his face and pushes him into a stupid whatchamacallit, beakers and crap in the chemistry lab. Then she runs for it. Then she runs into the homecoming thing and goes into the House of Mirrors. And then she trips and gets hurt. So he drives her to the hospital and bolts, basically. And because she's bleeding and stuff like that. And so then Hannah won Homecoming Queen, but she wasn't there to accept it because she was at the dentist thing with Lucas to get Jenna's file, which is actually Toby's file. So there's that. This was a crazy ass episode. I actually really enjoyed it, so I gave it like an A plus. And sorry if you hear cars, it's like school's out, so anyway. Then you have A ending where A sprays over the town sign and changes the population census to one less number. So anyway, Toby, like I said, bolts and everything happens. So then you have the homecoming hangover, which is episode 7. Robbie's brother Mike doesn't take it very well that his parents are separating, which leads him to fighting in school after his mother decides not to watch his game. As Mike and Arya's father will be there. Emily decides to try dating Maya. Hannah and Sean make up, but she's more interested in Lucas. And then Spencer and Alice have tons of fun in the country club kitchen. At last, A has still has one more creepy message delivered to the girls, which makes them assume that Toby might be gone. Then Sarah Shepard, the writer of Pretty Little Liars book series, makes a special appearance in the episode as a substitute teacher at Rosewood High School. Then you have the A ending where A fishes out documents that the girls throw in the river containing files of Toby Kavanaugh. So, in this episode. So, this one was another good episode. I gave this like a A. Anyway, keep thinking of A as an A. is who? Anyway, so we have Mike is lashing out at everybody because he can't deal with his parents splitting or being separated or whatever. Ezra is like, I'm out of here. And Arya kind of breaks into his apartment, listens to his messages, and has an interview in New York for a teaching job. Then Emily and Maya, I can't remember if they go to the movies in this episode or the next episode, but they try it, and it seems like it's going well. And then we have just Arya's dad. Just so annoying. I like Ella. I wish Ella was in this show more. Anyway, it was a good episode. So we have episode 8, called Please Do Not Talk About Me When I'm Gone. So as new evidences about the day that Allison died comes to the surface, Spencer gets some damaging information from Allison's brother, Jason. So basically, Allison threatened Toby to keep his mouth shut with the whole Jenna thing because she has dirt on him too. So basically, I know I'm talking about the 9th episode as well. So Toby tells Emily that Jenna wanted it to happen and he didn't force himself on her. So, and she loves Toby, like loves him. And then, so anyway, Allison knew about that whole thing and tried to tell Toby, like, you need to shut your dumb ass face, or I'm telling everyone about everything. So, Arya, then we cut to where Arya agrees to go on a double date with Sean's friend Noel, and the evening takes an interesting road once Arya realizes that Noel is way more than just a pretty face. He's actually kind of nice, and it's really nice towards her, and trying to be respectful. It's like, is everything okay? I'm like, I'm sorry about your folks, and stuff like that. Then we have Emily and Maya's relationship blossoms. When Emily asks Maya on actual date, that's when they go to the movies. Due to the Marin's financial problems, Hannah's credit card gets declined, so she puts on put a lot of her old clothes and handbags up for auction online to help of the new ally, Lucas. Meanwhile, the girls begin to prepare themselves for Allison's Memorial Day, which once they find out that Jenna will be there to deliver a speech about Allison, but they all get scared. Later that night, a mystery person comes and destroys Allison's memorial. Spencer confronts Jenna about what she's going to say at the memorial service, and so she actually gives like a really nice message and stuff like that, which I thought was very nice. Then we have so Lucas and Hannah are becoming more of a thing, and Sean he actually takes notice of this, but he doesn't really say anything. He's just kind of being like a general asshole about everything. Sorry if you hear my ice pack. And so Lucas is redoing their homecoming pictures, and he is just kind of over. He doesn't want to be there. He's got like a basketball game to go to and stuff like that. And then we deal with the back flashes of Lucas being tortured by Allison, calling him like very ugly terms. And I'm not going to repeat them because I am not going to say that word. It's not coming out of my mouth. So basically, it's not great. And so it was just so bad. So bad. And so anyway, Hannah's trying to help out her mom by selling her old clothes. Like, she has like a ton of clothes, so she doesn't really care. And her mom's like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. She's very much like, I'm going to solve it. Like, don't help and stuff. But she's like, just let me help. And so she bought groceries and stuff like that. And I feel like she genuinely wants to help her mom out. So anyway, she gets money for that, and that's that. So then we have a memorial. Everything was going well. Some dude named Ian showed up, and then you have someone destroying the memorial that, you know, the girls took forever doing. So in episode 9, The Perfect Storm, a terrible storm comes to Rosewood, and all the students are trapped in the school. Emma reveals a secret after she's accused of killing Allison. So basically, she came out that she likes girls. Because Officer Weldon, or Detective Weldon, whoever the F he is, decided to go through her bag and read the letter and basically outs her for her. And so she has to come clean about that. And so then Spencer's mom shows up, who is an attorney, and is like, you know, all this is admissible in court now. And if you say another word to these girls, first of all, why are you talking to these girls who are minors without an adult present? Everything is admissible in court. You're going to go up against me if you continue this. Like, she let him have it, and I was here for it. I love that scene. And so just as Arya is about to give in and start saying, give Noel a chance, Ezra returns. So basically, while they're trapped in school, they go to the band room and he's playing the guitar. She starts singing. She has a great voice, actually. And then we cut to her. Mr. Montgomery leans on Ashley for advice about his relationship with Ella. Only gets worse. They're crushing. Well, he's crushing on her so hard. But he actually kind of, he went there because she had electricity. He didn't. He had to send a permission slip to Mike's coach to go on a field trip or out of state trip with whatever sport he's playing. I forget. Lacrosse, maybe? Anyway, then Spencer, meanwhile, discovers something that her mother has been keeping from her, breast cancer. But she apparently she's fine now. And then at the end of the episode, Lucas tries to help tell Hannah something, but we don't know what. But then we see his shoes are dirty, suggesting that he was at Allison's memorial. So Emily was originally pinned there. She went there just to find some solace, but she already found it messed up. And so she tipped the pieces on top of the bird bath thing, because they're the only things that weren't broken, and had them in her bag. Anyway, but we found out that Lucas was the one that probably did it. Because he didn't like her, because he was the one that started that whole ass rumor about him. Allison did. And Mona is trying to keep that alive. Then we have the A ending, where A sends a file containing video footage of Allison the day that she disappeared to the Rosewood Police Department. I get this episode A. Oh, and so, also Spencer's mom basically spilled her guts to Alex because she got very drunk at the club, at the country club, and spilled her guts out to Alex about her cancer and stuff like that. And so Spencer gives him a giant kiss. And I like them as a couple, too. They were a nice couple. Anyway, it was a really good episode. I gave it, like, an A. And also, when Emily found the letter and stuff, she found it in the book Great Expectations. And we have flashbacks of them, like, kissing and stuff. And I was like, oh, such a sweet moment between them. Then we go to episode 10, Keep Your Friends Close. So, with the new evidence leads to the FBI to believe that Toby offed Allison. Oh, I can say killed. It's a podcast. It's fine. He tries to tell Emily his side of the story, yet she writes him out to her friends. He's like, please don't tell your friends. Like, I gave her the coat because she looked cold. I talked to her outside of Spencer's barn, and that was it. And she got in a car with someone, and she was still wearing my jacket because it was cold out, and I didn't want her to be cold. So, she immediately tells, because, like, if you tell your friends, like, they're going to call the cops. And so what she did is she tells her friends. Then we cut to where Spencer tries to mend fences with her sister, Melissa, just as her ex-boyfriend, Ian, returns. So she tries to get them to go on a date, and he actually does. He showed up at her house unannounced, like, quit being creepy. Then we cut to Emily's dad comes back from his deployment, and her mother will send a picture of Emily and Mike kissing, and she doesn't know how to take that. She's very, like, straight-laced and, like, conservative, very conservative. Then we cut to Arya begins to develop feelings for Noel, which complicates her relationship with Fitz even more until Fitz admits his feelings for her and they kiss, with Hannah watching as she keeps posting out who A is. And A wrote, I see you, on the car, and A assumes that Hannah saw who A is. Then we cut to where Ashley's financial problems are bringing her to the brink, so she steals money from an old lady and to help pay her mortgage. Meanwhile, the girls go glamping for Mona's birthday and have sequestered on A. But when A is identity revealed to Hannah, A runs her over with her car before she gets get a chance to tell the others. Like, it was like a literal run over. You have A ending, and A looks at the video of Allison at the kissing rug, and it's revealed that Ian Thomas was with her, not Toby. But that was edited out on the police report. A plus episode. I really enjoyed this episode a lot. I really freaking enjoyed it. It was very intriguing, and I forgot how insane the show is. Like, literally, I forgot how insane the show is. Such a good 10 episodes, except for the first three. I was like, I don't know about this. Well, it's definitely the first two, because also my friends like, I don't know about this. But anyway, it was a good episode. I enjoyed it, and that's going to do it for this episode of my podcast. So I'm going to watch the next 10 episodes, and then I'll do another podcast about that later as well. So I hope y'all enjoyed it, and I'll see y'all in my next video. Oh, I also see Toby did get arrested by the cops. I forgot to say that. He did get arrested by the cops. We don't know if one of the girls called and ratted him out, or if it was A that did it. We don't know. So I'm going to go. Y'all have a great day, evening, or night whenever you're listening to this, and I'll catch you in the next podcast. We'll talk about other random things. Bye.